Hello, welcome back to Black Quartet and Films. I look back at the history of Black Quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 through 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp, and this is program number 24. And we're going to be looking at the motion picture film appearance by the Platters. The Platters started recording back in the early 50s for Federal Records, and then later in 1955 they moved on to Mercury Records, where they had their biggest success. The Platters were Tony Williams, lead; Zorro Taylor, tenor; David Lynch, tenor; Paul Robey, baritone; and Herbert Reed was bass. The first appearance they were in was in the film called Rock 1 O'Clock, released by Columbia Pictures in April 1956. And this is considered to be the very first rock and roll motion picture. We're going to be hearing two songs that they sang in the film. One is Only You, the first big million sellers. Then their second biggest million seller, the Great Pretender. So here from the film Rock 1 O'Clock from 1956, here are the Platters.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only you can to make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do, and to fill my heart with love, for only you. Change in me, for it's true, you are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream. All alone to read.
can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. Like a crown, pretending that you're still.
Great Pretender, and the Only You from the film Rock 1 o'clock. Great Pretender was came out of Mercury in 1956, and Only You came out of Mercury in 1955. The next film we're going to be talking about is the Girl Can't Help It, released by 20th Century Fox Film in December 1956. And the this film was had a very lavish production to it, and was also released in Technicolor. The song you're going to be hearing from them is called You Never Never Know. So from the 1956 film, The Girl Can't Help It, here are the Platters.
You'll never know.
You'll never, never know I care. You'll never know the torch I bear. You'll never know it, for I won't show it.
You'll never know.
You'll never, never see me cry. Not even when you're glancing by. For I won't weaken when we're speaking. Oh no, you'll never, never know. You'll know the years to me that I was. Before you'll see the years to be that when you get the door,
you'll never know.
No, no, I know I won't reveal the way I really truly feel. But if you guess it, I'll confess it. Oh, darling, now's the time to glow. Or else you'll never, never know. You know the years to me that I was before. You'll see.
Never, never know. From the film The Girl Can't Help It from 1956. It was so nice that they did it twice. They also did this song in a film called European Nights, which I'll be talking about that later on the program. The next numbers I'm going to be playing are from I'm going to play from two Roger Corman films for American Internationals. And well, truthfully, I'm not crazy about these films. But the musical acts, the only thing that's really the only thing best about these films are the musical acts themselves. Forget about the plot and the story of the films. I don't care too much for it. First, you're going to be here from a film called Carnival Rock. Remember When. Now, this version of Remember When. They recorded the song twice. This version is from the first album that Mercury called Up Ladders. And this is the better version, or two versions. The second version that they did for Mercury was in 1959. But that version has strings on it. And this version from the film, which is on the first album, did not have strings at all. And which, like I said, I like it much better. Right after that, you're going to hear from a film called Rock All Night, which was released by American International in April 1957. And you're going to be hearing He's Mine, with Zola Taylor doing the lead work on this. One of the few times she does lead with the Platters. And after that, I'm Sorry. Rock All Night, the story from that film came from an anthology series that was on NBC called Jane Wyman Cedar, which was on NBC from 1955 to 1958. The story was called The Little Guy, but that production did not have any musical number. It was just a straight drama. So Roger Corman decided to add rock and roll to this story. The first 20 minutes of the film is musical numbers, so if you ever watch this film, just watch the first 20 minutes and just forget about the rest. So we're going to start with Remember When from the film Carnival Rock, and after that from Rock All Night, He's Mine and I'm Sorry. Here are the Platters.
We bring you one of the outstanding rock and roll acts in the nation, the Platters.
Remember when I first met you, my lips were so afraid to say I love you. I still feel that feeling divine. I loved you then, and I still do. I can't remember when I didn't love you. Much I cried, tears of joy to think you were mine. Darling, down deep inside, I still feel that feeling divine. I loved you then, and I still do.
remember when.
He's mine.
Yes, she's really mine.
He's mine.
Yes, she's really mine.
He's mine.
Wop, dilly, wop, dilly, wop.
He's mine.
Wop, dilly, wop, dilly, wop.
He's mine.
Wop, dilly, wop, dilly, wop.
Really mine. I bet my baby loves me so. He really lets me know he's mine. Really mine. He's mine.
Wop, dilly, wop, dilly, wop.
See you've been through, I know for I had heartaches too. to you I'm sorry.
Darling, I'm truly sorry.
I'm sorry for that he's mine from the film Rock All Night from 1957. And then we started with Remember When and from the film Carnival Rock, also from 1957. The next film we're going to be talking about is a film called European Nights. Well, actually, that's the American title for it. It had an Italian title to it. The Italian title in English would be Europe by Night, but when this film was released in the United States by Warner Brothers in the early 60s, it was changed to European Nights. The Platters do two numbers in the film. One is You Never Never Know, which we just heard earlier. And this other tune that they sang was called My Dreams. So from the film European Nights, here are the Platters with My Dreams.
My dream is a wondrous dream. It's the answer to wanting only a true delight, my escape at night from a world that's blue. Can destroy when I dream my dream is no common dream, it's a wondrous dream.
My Dream, that was performed by the Platters in the film European Nights. The last film appearance for the Platters was a film called Girls Town, released by MGM in July 1959. Do a song called Wish It Were Me, and I'm going to be playing two versions of this song. I'm going to be first playing you from the motion picture soundtrack, them doing this. Now, I just want to mention something here. And this appearance with the Platters is a little bit unusual because you don't see Tony Williams. Tony Williams had left the group at this time. And in the film appearance, you see a guy standing behind a tree with his face covered. You hear Tony Williams, but you don't... but you don't see the guy who's singing it, because Tony Williams had already left the group. And this version of the film is it different from the release 45 release. Got the 45 release has strings, and this version does not have strings, which will make it better, because I like it better that way. But unfortunately, you're going to be they're talking over them, and you're going to be here the then Mr. and Mrs. Ray Anthony talking all over them on this number. So I'm going to be featuring that, and way after that, you're going to hear the song by them, the release version on Mercury Records for 1959, strings and all. So for 1959, here are the Platters with Wish It Were Me.
Saw you dancing last night with someone, wish it were me. Wish it were me. Dancing with you, wish it were true.
Wish it were me.
Saw you holding your arm around him. Wish it were me. Wish it were me.
What's the matter? You got something against petting, Chicky Bird?
Clinging.
Exactly your pal, Silver Baby. They say you took the Mother Veronica route to keep out of the hotel with barred windows.
I had 20 witnesses who said I was someplace else when the guy fell. So skip
and
it.
And the whole world would see.
Who were those witnesses? The dragons?
Every one of them. Strictly U.S. Mint.
Well, Sully for them.
And the
true or not.
What do you mean, true or not?
I wish it were me.
It's hopeless. Whoa. my bed. Yes, I pray that my prayers will touch you.
Wish It Were Me from the 1959 film Girls Town. When I was just listening to that, I wonder if they didn't overdub those violins and brasses from the original film soundtrack. Well, that's something to think about. Well, I hope you enjoy the listening to the Platters from their film appearance. On our next show, we're going to be looking at the quartets that were featured in the Alan Freed films, and this will probably be an aesthetic show because I has be playing from all the three Alan Freed movies, and they have a lot of information to give, so it's going to be extended. So until our next broadcast, I'll see you down the road.